Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Barbara Allen Woods from One Tree Hill, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Stardish Radio. Today is January 27th, 2009. I'm your host, Joanne. The number here is 347-945-5423. Don't be shy. Give us a call. Love to hear some shout-outs from you. Also, I would like to say happy birthday to my oldest brother, Christopher. Today's his birthday. Happy birthday, big brother. I miss you. Get that out of the way. Guests in the chat room, if you're not registered, take a minute to go register with Blog Talk Radio so you can participate in the chats, because if you're not a registered member, you know, we could see you as a guest, but we won't know who you are. And participating in the chat is so much fun. I got Brandon on the phone. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Joanne. How are you?
Fine. How you feeling?
I'm doing better. The cold is starting to fade a bit, so I'm sounding better. I'm feeling better.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, I saw that it was, like, really, really icy down in Texas. Did that affect you at all?
A little bit. It's supposed to be really icy in the morning, so I'm going to sleep in and just forget all about it. It's 31 degrees right now outside and freezing cold.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but that's just like Texas, Florida, you know. That's like Georgette telling me, you know, it was 12 degrees in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, we're not getting it as bad as some of the people like in Dallas and people a little farther north, but we're still getting a little bit of it, so. You know,
right.
You take the good with the bad.
Yeah. Well, we're supposed to have a really big snowstorm here tonight, so we'll see. Which means, oh, my gosh, snow day tomorrow, and I just want to, like, rip my face off. Love those snow days, boy. I'll tell you, I want to know where in the country I can go move to that doesn't have its own, like, little natural disasters. In Florida, I couldn't get away from the hurricanes and the rain. They would cancel school if the rain was too bad or if the wind was too bad. And now here, you know, any little bit of snow hits the ground, we got a major catastrophe. So, I want to know where I can go where I won't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah, and if you live in California, you've got earthquakes to contend with. And in the Midwest,
you've got tornadoes. So I guess everybody has it somewhere, no?
Exactly. You're not safe anywhere. There's always something.
Oh, I'm telling you, my house should be made of steel and iron to withstand. I like one of their, what's that fairy tale? Three Little Pigs, you know, with the biggest, the strongest house, no?
Yes.
Okay, so we got some people in the chat room. People in the chat room, register as a guest so you can contribute into the chat. Can't chat if you're not registered, so I would love to see that. We got some Southern Belle Black in there. Hi, how you doing? Just waiting for our guest to call in. Also, let me just, Brandon, take a few seconds here and let everybody know about your show and what's coming up.
My show is called Brandon's Buzz, and you can find it at blogtalkradio.com/Brandon's Buzz. I've got a handful of yeses from people with no firm dates. My next confirmed date is February 4th, which is next Wednesday, and that's with Laura Bonarigo Kaufman. From All My Children and formerly from One Life to Live. And then I got a confirmed date yesterday of February 12th for legendary actress Joan Van Ark, who was on Knots Landing for years and years. And she was on Young and the Restless for a bit, and she's going to talk about what she's up to now. And I'm very excited about that. So, and I've got firm yeses from a lot of people, but no dates yet. So we'll see what happens.
All right,
but
very good.
It's very exciting. I'm up on iTunes as of today, so you can type in Brandon's Buzz in the search box at the iTunes store, and my podcast will come up. So there's no excuse not to be able to find me. I'm all over the place now.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that. And I want you to know also, I believe it's February 2nd and February 3rd, We'll have I'm not, the dates are confirmed, but I'm just going to give you the names. Kevin Covey from American Idol and Sandra Dee Robinson from Days of Our Lives. February 9th will be Miss Gloria Loring, also formerly from Days of Our Lives. And February 12th, Miss Tanya Walker from One Life to Live. Yeah, from One Life to Live, she'll be with us. So that should be really interesting. So I'm really excited about that. And, of course, you know, you go to stardishradio.com and sign up for the email news alerts. And as I get the guests in, I send out the emails. And I would love for you to do that so you can find out who's going to be on the show. So that's just perfect there. Okay, so we're just waiting for our guests to come on. If you guys didn't tune in last night, the ones that are in the chat room now, I encourage you to go back and listen to yesterday's interview, which will be of Miss Barbara Allen Woods from One Tree Hill. It was just amazing. She was fabulous. You know, she was just really, really great, a very down-to-earth lady, and I truly enjoyed having her on the show. She was fabulous, and she's going to eventually do Brandon's show too, so you'll have a second chance at that, but go check it out in the archives. It's definitely worth it.
Yeah, it was a great interview. She was a fun lady.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Let me see who we have here on the phone. Area code 815.
Hey, Joanne. It's Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to let everybody know that's listening on air, my 18th birthday is February 6th.
Oh, wonderful.
Happy birthday.
I'll be 18, February 6th. So.
All right, February 6th. Jenna will be 18 years old. That's fabulous. What are you going to do for your 18th birthday?
I wanted my present to be tickets for Rock the Soap Cruise, but I didn't get it. So.
Aw, yeah. Well.
I'm starting to save for next year, though. I will freaking chop my arm off if I don't go next year.
Oh, don't do that.
I'm starting to save right now. I was being sarcastic, but I'm going to be starting to save here pretty soon. So.
Right.
I really want to go.
Well, you know, I mean, look, this is the way I see it. Everything happens for a reason. And, you know, you probably didn't get to go this year for some reason. And, you know, you'll be able to save up the money for next year, I'm sure.
Yeah, because I'm in the process of looking for a job at the moment so I can start saving. And I've been going to job securing meetings that I actually get $25 for going. So I'm
oh, okay.
My first check sometime soon, so...
Oh, okay. Very nice.
Little things away, like $5 mm-hmm. to get there or something. So.
Yeah, you know what? Every little bit counts, you know.
They'll also do the refer a friend next year.
I'm sure they will. Because they want to try and make it as economical as possible to get fans to go.
Okay, I have a question. What is the deal with Dr. Sinclair? She's driving me crazy. What is her connection to Richie? She has
a connection,
and I want to know what the crap it is. Because I don't like anybody pushing up on Annie, even if she is nuts. I love Annie.
Annie
and Kendall are my girls.
No, you know what? I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with that. I'm a little behind on all my children.
I actually had this notion. I think she should be like a lover or maybe a sister that they didn't know about because she kind of looks like him a lot more than Annie does.
I don't know. I don't know. What do you think about that, Brandon?
About nailing Annie, so. Brandon?
Yes.
What do you think about that?
You know what? I can't really speak about it. I haven't watched all my children in 2 weeks. I am so far behind.
I'm a week behind on General Hospital. I always keep up to date on AMC because that was the first soap I ever watched.
I've had time to keep up with One Life, and that's the only one I've had time to keep up with. So
I keep up with all my children more than I keep up with the other two. I haven't watched GH in like a week, so I have no idea what's going on with this catastrophe crap, but.
Yeah, that's a little hard to swallow. I'm not sure what's going on with that either. I said that to Linda.
I don't like the fact that Emma's sick and that Robin's driving in the car and she, like, gets in a wreck or something. That done pissed me off. I've seen that commercial. I'm like, what in the hell?
That would be really horrible.
While she freaking had the baby and now they're making her get in a car wreck or something.
Yeah, that would be really terrible if something happened to that baby.
Yeah.
You know, I think GH would have sank to a new low if that's what it comes out to be.
Oh, yeah. That would piss me off.
Yeah.
So them bringing Robert back and then Anna and then Robin and having actually her parents there at the same time, which is a good thing. I want more of that. And I also love Night Shift. I love Night Shift with a passion. I can't wait till it comes back.
Yeah, I don't know if it is coming back, though. So
it's
we'll see what happens.
Okay, I know you have to find your guests, so I'll stop.
No. I understand what you're saying. We're waiting. Just let me interrupt you for a second, because we have guests that are in the chat room that are not registered. So take a minute while we're waiting for Ted McGinley to call in and go register for Blog Talk Radio so you can participate in the chat room. He's running a few minutes behind, but he'll be here. So just chill out. Ted McGinley can be seen this Saturday opposite Jeannie Francis in The Note Part 2, Taking a Chance on Love. That'll air on the Hallmark Channel at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Check your local listings for the Hallmark Channel. Don't miss it. And I'm not sure if they are going to air The Note Part 1, which would be really cool if they did for those who didn't see it, because you know what? It was the highest rated premiere for Hallmark in the year 2007. So that's really cool. I just got word from my little birdie that he's calling in now. So he'll be with us in a second. Jenna, we'll get back to you, honey, as soon as we can. I know we're a little pressed for time. So just be patient. And again, my guest in the chat room, guest 5480, I see you. Go register. I want to know what your real name is. Let's go. You know, the chat room is so much fun when everybody participates. So, but you can't do it unless you're registered. So let's register for that. You know, Jeannie Francis is doing an awesome job in these Hallmark movies. Did you see The Note Part 1? Brandon?
No, I didn't yet, but I saw it on DVD the other day, and I picked it up. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, really? Okay, so it's available on DVD. That's fabulous. Wonderful.
I saw it at Walmart, of all places, so I threw it in the basket, but I haven't opened it yet. I haven't watched it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. That's great. Yeah, you know what I really liked about that one is that it was put out during Christmas time. It was a nice, like, Christmassy movie, you know. So I'm anxious to see this next one. This definitely looks like it's going to be a really good one.
Is this a true sequel, or is it just the same actor?
Oh, no, it's a sequel. No, it's a sequel to it. In the first Note, Peyton Magruder, played by Jeannie Francis, writes a column, and her editor comes to her and says, hey, the heart healer has no heart. You're not reaching any listeners. And, you know, kind of puts a damper on her. And she stumbles across during a jog. There was a plane crash. She didn't see the plane crash, but there was a plane crash. And she came across this note, like somebody wrote to, like their last dying declaration. And it became like her story. And it's got a lot of twists and turns in it. And the outcome is really surprising. I didn't really realize what was going to happen, and I like that because I don't like predictable things, but it wasn't, and it was really good. So Ted McGinley plays King Danville, who is a coworker of hers and a confidant, and they eventually end up together, you know, and so this time around they're taking a chance on love. So it's definitely worth checking out. That'll be, again, January 31st, 2009. 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Hallmark Channel. Oh, gosh. All right, Ted, where are you? I just got word that he was calling in. So let's make sure he has that right number, my little birdie. Yeah. And we got some new guests in. Brandon, run down your show again.
It's Brandon's Buzz, and it can be found at blogtalkradio.com/Brandon's Buzz. My next definite show, unless something happens in the next couple of days, is next Wednesday night with Laura Bonarigo Kaufman from All My Children, formerly of One Life to Live. And then I've got a show the following Thursday morning with legendary actress Joan Van Ark from Knots Landing. And it's going to be great. You can find it at my blog on brandonsbuzz.com or at the Blog Talk Radio website, blogtalkradio.com/Brandon's Buzz. And the podcasts are available at iTunes. Just type in Brandon's Buzz in the iTunes search box, and the podcast will pop up. So you can find me in a number of places.
Isn't that wonderful that it's all available on iTunes?
It's so exciting just to be, you know, you're kind of on equal footing with everybody else. All you have to do is type in the search box what you want, and your item is just as prominent as anybody else's. Very exciting.
Exactly. It's definitely a thrill for us hosts, you know, to see our names on iTunes, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I definitely agree. And again, if you guys missed last night's interview with Barbara Allen Woods, definitely go back into my archives and check that out, because she was just an amazing guest. She gives us some good stories, behind the scenes kind of stuff, and she talks a lot about her family and the cast, and she was just a delight to have on the show. She was really, really sweet and special, down-to-earth lady. Getting back to tonight's show, tonight's guest, Ted McGinley, in a business well known for testing its players' boundaries and breaking their wills, he has been that rarest of rare commodities, a survivor. For nearly three decades, he's been one of the most dependable characters in primetime television. And discussing his most memorable role is difficult because he's had so many. For a generation of the 80s fans, he was the impossibly charming star of Happy Days, Roger, and Dynasty. 90s fans knew him best as rude and crude Jefferson Darcy on the classic sitcom Married with Children. And folks from this decade recognize him most often as a devoted dad and Kelly Ripa's favorite foil on ABC's Hope and Faith. 2 years ago, a starring role opposite the legendary Jeannie Francis turned into a small television film called The Note into the Hallmark Channel's highest-rated program in 2007. And this Saturday evening, he and Jeannie Francis reunite for the film's much-anticipated sequel, Taking a Chance on Love. And he's here tonight to tell us all about that. So everyone, please give a warm Stardust Radio welcome to the incredible Ted McGinley.
Well, thank you so much. That might be the nicest introduction I've ever had in my entire life.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm so pleased you like it. Say thank you to my writer, Brandon.
Well, thank you. That's very kind and none of it true, but I'm certainly going to take it. And
none,
I apologize for being late. I really do apologize.
Oh, no. I know you're a devoted dad. I know you're a soccer dad. I can totally get it.
That's
so
right.
I'm
one of my
glad
sons
you're here.
We're getting ready to go to New York first thing in the morning. We're going on to the Super Bowl. I'm going to go host Regis and Kelly. And,
I can't wait to see that.
My one son came in sick, and so I've been juggling this, and it's been a bit interesting. So now I've got my that's the hard part about being a dad and being a parent and being in show business, because it's all so tricky.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I have to say, you guys that are actors that have children, you know, a lot of people don't realize that the families always come first. And the stories that, like you just said, oh, my son came in, that makes you so much more real to people, and it helps everybody relate with you. I can totally understand it. The night before last, I was live on the air, and my son came in, and he's like, Mommy, I can't sleep. Christian's poking me. So I get it. You know,
yeah,
it's like...
That's just another day here, you know. And if you listen to, for example, if you listen to Kelly Ripa, that's every story of her life is that way. It's just that's just how it is. And after a while, people begin to feel like they even know your kids.
Can I tell you seriously, Kelly Ripa? I don't know how I could call myself a fan, because I don't think I'm like a fan. Like, I watch everything she does. I just admire her.
Yes.
I've watched her since the first time she came onto All My Children. I mean, we're the same age, but I've watched her since then. And seeing her mature and grow in front of the camera on All My Children and then make that transition to Regis and Kelly and watch her become a mom, I admire her so much.
Yeah.
I love the stories about the kids. I love the stories she tells about you guys. I love how she includes the audience into her life. And I just think it's fabulous. Just tell her I love her when you see her.
I promise I will. She really is admirable in that, and she has picked a great partner, Mark. Her husband is a great guy. And together, you know, their lives are big. I mean, they have a lot going on. There's a lot of action. And yet they pull it off so easily.
Oh, they make it look easy. They really do.
Yeah, they do. And I will say, I shouldn't say easily, but they have great help, which we don't have. but they make it seem so doable, and they put me to shame because they, I mean, you talk about multitasking. She's got like 50, Mark has like 50,000 things going at once. So does
right.
she, you know, and I get a couple and I'm overwhelmed easily. So anyway, I have a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's cool. Tell her we love her. And we love you too. So this is about you. Tell her she has to come on so we can admire her.
Yes, enough
her
about
now.
Her. Let's get back
enough
to
Enough about
me,
Kelly
please.
Ripa. Let's get back to Ted. Okay. Let me start with really quick here some numbers and the notes. The Note was Hallmark Channel's highest-rated original movie in 2007, and it continues to rank as the network's fourth-highest-rated original movie premiere ever. It was delivered to over 2.8 million homes and over 5.2 million total viewers, and it's the original movie became the highest-rated ad-supported cable telecast of the day, second-highest-rated ad-supported cable movie of the week, and it is just climbing. Did you think when you got this script that it would, like, even reach, like, something like that? I mean, or even warrant a sequel?
No, I didn't. I will say the story, the original story idea was so compelling that a man is on an airplane, the plane is going down, he knows it's going down, and if you had the composure to write a note, who would you write it to and what would you say?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that idea, that you know, somebody who could be that together blew my mind. And I started thinking, God, I'm sure I'd be the guy in the back of the plane going, we're all going to die, you know, instead of writing that note. But this guy wrote the note, and then it said, all is forgiven, love, T. And so her job was to find out who T was and the story behind that note. And it was compelling, and I could see why people were interested in it. And then after watching Jeannie Francis do it, I thought, you know what? She really is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not expecting, as all these TV movies, they do them so quickly that, you know, there's no time to really – I mean, you can barely move the camera around. And so I was so surprised and so happy to see how that one turned out. And this one, I was saying after the last one, what a great series this is. It's a great series idea. So I've been harping on Hallmark to make this a series because it's a great idea. And it comes out of real life. All of these stories are based on basically real life stories in that this could happen to anyone. And people write in these notes to this columnist, who is Jeannie Francis, and she has her life changed, and she changes other people's lives through these notes.
Right.
And sequel was built in, and I believe that another one will come.
Oh, I think so. And you know what? Before the show even started, I was thinking about that. I was talking to Brandon about the original note and how beautiful it was. And I didn't know it is available on DVD for everybody. So if you guys didn't see the note one, it is available on DVD. Go pick it up. But it was such an I love the fact that it was done around Christmas time. And then with the second one, you know, Peyton and King, I could see that as a series. I mean, I really, really could. I mean, but only if it's you and Jeannie. I wouldn't want to see it with anybody else.
Well, that's very nice. Would you mind writing that down for me?
want to know something? I most certainly.
Yeah.
This is
Brandon,
all recorded.
Brandon, if you could write it for her, that'd be even better.
Got it. Got it.
Get to that one. But you want to know something? This is all being recorded. This is like a I'm going to embed this interview, and I'm going to send it over to Hallmark, and I'm going to let them know. I'm just going to flood all their email boxes with this interview so they know.
Everywhere I go on every anything that I do publicity-wise, I say, well, I think we're going to make it a series. So hopefully they're going to get pressured into it. But I don't know really if they have the time and the money to make that kind of a series. But if we just did like 2 or 3 a year, that'd be fantastic.
Can I tell you, we are like the biggest peer pressure people on the radio. We make stuff happen, okay?
Oh, well.
We make things happen.
All right, now I want you to take this out of the broadcast.
Fans.
I want you to take this out of the broadcast afterwards, but I'll give you a commission. Like
never,
I
would
said.
Never accept it. Look, the only thing I would look for is maybe to get Kelly Ripa on my show. But that's it. I don't need any money.
My.
That's all I need. If
she's
you can lock down Mama,
okay.
I'll be all right.
I'm gonna tell when I go there, I'm gonna tell her that if this happens, you owe me a big favor.
That's
you
right. You tell her she has to go on Stardust Radio and talk to Joanne because, you know, I was Haley when she was – I was Haley on the other side of the TV. But anyhow, how do we get back to her? Get out
Joanne,
of here.
That's a little scary, though.
I'm teasing.
I'm kidding.
So teasing.
I know
so
you
teasing.
Are, but I'm kidding because she – you know, we laugh. I never saw the show when she was on it, and she always
does really?
She does all of these bits all the time about, you know, sort of doing the show and – sort of showing me who it was and what she played and all the different things that happened to her along the way. And it's so much fun that no human being could actually be that character anyway. So.
Oh, no, not at all. God. They would have a very, very high therapy bill if they were. That is for certain.
Right. I mean,
anybody
it's bad enough as it is, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But anyhow, now, do you know an actress by the name of Barbara Allen Woods?
Barbara
She's on
Allen?
One Tree Hill.
Oh, really?
She stars on One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
And she was on my show last night. And
really?
She heard me doing a promo promoting you to be on the show tonight. And she told me to make sure that I told you Barbara Allen Woods thinks you're hot.
Well,
so I have
if
to
you
say
talk
that.
To her again, will you tell her that I think she's hot?
Okay, I had to get that out.
First of all, does she have eyesight?
Hello? Are you kidding?
Because, you know, I'm an old guy now.
Ted, she is...
Time bomb.
Look, you need to Google her because she's beautiful. She's a beautiful lady.
Lovely. Truly lovely.
But, no, let's not even go there because you are just as hot as ever from Roger to the Love Boat. Speaking of, we have some people in the chat room. There's a soap cruise going on in March. It's called Rock the Soap, and they want to know if you'll come on their Love Boat with them. On the cruise,
where are they going?
In the chat room, they're going to Cozumel. No, not Cozumel. Ensenada. Sorry, Ensenada. It's leaving out of California in March.
Well, we'll have to talk about it. Ensenada is pretty close to my house, you know.
Oh, really? I'm going on that cruise.
Are you really?
Yeah, I am. Actually, I'm flying down to California, and the cruise leaves March 20th, and I think we come back the 23rd.
Yeah, you don't want to. Well, I don't know. The cruise going down is always great. If you can get a flight back, that's good, because sometimes you get a little weather coming back. But I've done that one. You know, when I was on the Love Boat, which I don't talk about very much, we did a lot of cruising, so we're pretty spoiled. We're spoiled.
Mm.
And my wife and I have had some amazing trips. In fact, we went on one with this was funny. We went on a cruise with Regis and Kelly, and they were doing their live show, and so they asked my whole family to go. And my family, my kids are friends with Kelly's kids. And so it was really, you know, it was one of those great trips. But that we discovered as we went along the trip, we weren't allowed to get off the ship when we got into these ports because they had to keep doing the show, and they had a timeline they had to get to. So we'd get to the port, and then we'd do a live broadcast, and we would move on to the next one. And by the end, everybody's like, I got to get off! You know, you can only have so many – I mean, I had to be wheeled out in a wheelbarrow. I ate so much.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I'm looking forward to it. But that's there, I guess, to get in the Love Boat thing. Also, I have someone in the chat room.
There's nothing better than a cruise ship. In fact, I might be in for sure.
All right. Well, we'll definitely talk.
Oh, there's my lovely wife.
Hello.
Hi, Gigi. You're on the air, live.
Hi, Gigi. How are you?
That's Gigi Rice, my wife.
Okay, I'm going to go now. Okay, bye. Aww.
Love you, Gigi.
Now, my wife
so
is
beautiful.
Pretty amazing. She's been doing, she has sort of a recurring role in Army Wives.
Yes.
And so,
she is just beautiful. We were just talking about that. She's gorgeous.
Totally.
She is. She is. She's a lovely, and you talk about a great mom. She's amazing.
Aww.
And tonight we're not soccer parents. Tonight we're actually volleyball parents. So we're, you know, we juggle that one. We always have to negotiate all the families, who's picking up who's going where.
Right.
You know how it is. I won't bore the people, but that's just how it goes.
Look, you know, that's my audience. You know, so don't even worry about
so
that.
So they can relate.
Audience. Everybody can relate.
Well, I was going to say, normally you do things. I've got one of these new Crackberries. And so now you can take a phone call on that, and then you never get interrupted. But everyone says when you're talking on these shows, you got to go through your landlines. So you never
you
know what's
going
to happen
I
in my
never.
House on a landline.
Well, you see, I use my BlackBerry all the time for my show. And,
oh, you do?
I do. All the time.
Okay.
I never have an issue with it.
Right.
I use it for everything. I've had it since July, and I use it literally for everything. I don't even have a house phone.
Are you addicted? I know. I don't need one either.
No, I don't have one. You know what I have? It's
what?
Called MagicJack.com. If you go to MagicJack.com, it's this little adapter that you put into a port on the computer, and
yeah.
you plug a house phone into it, and that's it. It's like $30 for the year. Unlimited, long distance, everything. That's what I have. I don't have a regular landline phone. It's
that's
run directly
so
through the computer.
That is so weird you said that. My son, who's sick, is watching the Game Show Network, and an advertisement for that just came on. And
really?
I thought, well, that
see?
Must be an old advertisement because it's
no.
like $27 for. And I thought, all right, well, that must be the period of that show. And
mm-hmm.
but I wrote it down, and I said, I'm going to look it up tonight. That's a small world. That's weird.
That's what I have. I've had it since last summer. And it's really cool because when you sign up for it and you go online and start to register it, you put the area that you live in, and
yeah.
it lets you pick and choose a phone number from your area. It doesn't designate you. You pick and choose your phone number. It's really an awesome little gadget.
Well, that's uncanny. But you have to have internet
high
to
speed.
Your house. Yeah.
Yeah, high speed
well,
internet. That's the trick.
We use smoke signals at our house.
Well, I'm glad I got you turned on to that.
Now, tell me something tell me about all your listeners. What is everybody out there?
Well, my listeners go from New York to Hawaii to Finland to the Netherlands, and I mean, this show is was basically created. Obviously, it's an internet show, so it can reach anybody that listens, that has a computer. And it was designed to connect fans to their favorites. So I started out a little small with soaps, you know, because soap actors are very accessible and they
yes.
have such a huge fan base.
Yes.
And so I started bringing on people from General Hospital, and I would do a little Q&A with them, and then I would open up the phone lines for the fans to come and ask their favorites questions.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So that's what this show is, and I had sent out an invite for you, I think when you were announced for Dancing with the Stars.
But I was off so quick you couldn't get to me.
No, well, this is before.
I came and went so fast. Oh, my gosh. Was that
well,
brutal.
I still would have had you on anyway, so it doesn't matter. But, you know, the whole idea about it is it's not so much what you're doing. It's that the fans are curious to know what, you know, about your career.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like you've been around for so long. I mean, I can have you on the show for 2 hours and just have people call in with questions. And
that's
Brandon,
awesome.
Admittedly, you know, he's going to interrupt me, I know, because he's a very big Sports Night fan. And
is that
he
right?
made me promise to get in some questions about Sports Night. And I have a switchboard now with some people on that would love to ask you questions, you
I
know,
love
about
it.
Your career, that kind of stuff.
Well,
but I knew we were pressed for time, so if you want to reschedule with me to do something like
I'm
that.
I'm not pressed for time. You can go as long as you want.
Oh, okay. No, I owe
you anyway, so please.
Oh, no,
keep
absolutely.
Me. Don't get rid of
okay.
me.
No, I trust me, I don't want to get rid of you at all. Let me just jump in here real quick, Brandon. Mojo Madness in the chat room is asking me, where was the Note 1 and 2 filmed? It said Toronto, but they heard somewhere else. Was it filmed in Toronto?
It was filmed in Toronto, mm-hmm. and both 1 and 2 were filmed there. And it's funny because Doug Barr, who wrote and directed the second one, and directed mm-hmm. the first one and sort of did some of the writing touching up on the first one, was mm-hmm. an actor that I knew back in the 80s.
Yes, he was on The Fall Guy, wasn't he, and Designing Women?
Yeah, he was on The Fall Guy. And it's so funny because we were buddies. And we sort of, you know, we knew each other a little bit. And when somebody said, yeah, Doug's going to direct you, and I thought, oh, boy, he's been knocking around as long as I have. And when we worked together, it was so great. And I could literally work with him every day of my life. He's just such a great guy, and he really is a good director. And I mean, he should be doing so much more. He's just so good and so talented and so ready to go. Anyway, he's a fascinating guy, but he has a vineyard up in Napa, and so his wife is an artist. He, you know, runs this vineyard and sort of directs for fun. It's just a good life. He's such a great guy. Anyway, mm-hmm. we were up in Toronto. We went up there when it was beautiful and sunny, and about 3 days later it became freezing cold the rest of the time, and all I had was shorts.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just not very smart.
Well, I'm going to tell you, in the chat room we have Canada, we have Florida, we have Pennsylvania, we have Westchester County, we have Maryland. I'm trying to go through the chat room. So that's what I see so far. Virginia. So we have a very wide variety of people coming in here, just outside of Toronto, more from Florida. So, yeah.
I'm going to Florida. We should probably talk to someone from Florida. We're going down there. I'm taking my youngest son, and we're going to go down and go to the Super Bowl. So we're going to go to Orlando,
Tampa.
And then we're
going
to go to Tampa. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I actually lived in Florida myself for about 11 years. I just moved back to New York.
Where? What part?
I lived in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah.
And
I met my wife
back in
Jupiter, Florida.
Oh, did you really? Okay,
yeah.
That's not far, yeah.
Burt Reynolds
is
directing a play, and I had just worked with Burt on a movie, and he said, I'm going to be doing a play down in Florida. Would you come down there? And if I ask you, and I said, sure. And I walked down there, and I walked into that theater, and there was my wife, and that was the end.
She's so pretty. So pretty. Brandon, ask Ted your questions about Sports Night.
Okay, first of all, I just want to say that I was a huge fan of your wife on the John Larroquette show. I thought
very good.
She was so amazing on that show, and that show was so terribly underrated and abused and misused by NBC, and it should still be on the air today. But
you know, one of the things I'm sorry, I was going to say, one of the things that the networks never like are these dark shows. And nowadays, you can get away, you see that in HBO shows, and you see them mm-hmm. all these other sort of avenues, but the networks were afraid of a show like that was sort of melancholy and a little bit dark. And, mm-hmm. you know, John Larroquette was brilliant, and that was such a great cast. It had Daryl Chill Mitchell, who now is gosh, I hate to say it. He was paralyzed in a motorcycle accident, the young mm-hmm. African-American guy behind the counter. But he is brilliant. He's still – I think he was on Ed after that show. And then mm-hmm. Shai McBride, who's done all kinds of film and still is on television today. I mean, they just had one person after the other on that show. And
they brought
in
Alison LaPlaca, who was a genius. And
they had a great cast. And the network said, too dark, and they took it off.
First they moved it around 15 different times, and then they took it off. And
yeah, that's – well, once they move you, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really the death sentence. I remember with our show, Hope and Faith, and they kept saying, well, you're okay. We're just going to move it around. And I was telling the girls, I said, we're done. It's over. And everybody was calling me this negative, and I said, just trust me, we're done. And
mm-hmm.
bye, we were bye. That's just how it goes. You know, people have to know when to find you. It's very important that they know when and where they can find you. Anyway, just like Sports Night, the John Larroquette show was one of those shows that sometimes is, you know, it's just too much for the network. Sports Night was very expensive, number one, because mm-hmm. they shot a lot I mean, just nonstop shooting. So that was a lot of money. But also, that was an extremely highbrow show. Aaron Sorkin
mm-hmm.
writes over most of our heads. And so a lot of people didn't necessarily, you know, I'm not sure if they didn't get it or it takes a while to acquire that audience. But once you get them, they never leave you. It just
mm-hmm.
needed a little more time.
Oh,
yeah.
that show was incredible. I would imagine that you wait your entire career to get material like that.
Yes. That is so true. You would, you know, he was always late with the script. So you'd be waiting and waiting and waiting, and then you go into the reading, and here comes the script sort of hot off the press. And people would go in to read it, and it was like you were waiting for your dessert. You know, and when you got your words, it was just brilliant. I mean, it was brilliant. And, you know, I didn't have that much to do, but I was just like, I've just never seen this kind of writing in television. He was brilliant. He is truly, he is a genius. I mean, he's the best genius there is.
Period.
He is. I would say that absolutely. Unequivocally.
Did you enjoy working with Felicity?
Yeah, she's a dream.
She's a great couple.
She is the real deal, boy. I mean, in every way. That is talent and kindness and dedication personified.
Mm.
Well,
really, we have some Married with Children fans in the chat room. And Southern Belle Black is asking, I wonder how he feels about Christina's success and everything that she's been through.
I told Christina the last day that we were all together. I used to tell her this all the time, actually, when we were on the show. But I said, Christina, if I could buy stock in you, of all the people here, if I could just put stock, if I could buy shares of your life, I said, I would put everything I have in it because I just know you're going to be the one. I mean, nobody knew. We all knew. All of us on the cast knew how great she was. But
mm-hmm.
America didn't know. They thought she was this
mm-hmm.
dumb blonde girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, you know, there was nothing they could write that she could not do. And she was just brilliant. And she's such a sweet, kind, gentle soul. And nobody is more thrilled with her success and less shocked. I mean, I'm not in the least bit shocked by her success.
Mhm. And how she handled the breast cancer issue was just so amazing. Amazing.
Well, you know, her mom had fought that battle for a long time.
Mhm.
And so she had been around it, she'd been exposed to it, and
mm-hmm.
I think her mom sort of gave her maybe just a window of how to fight a little bit, and,
mm-hmm.
and Christina's just that kind of strength. She just is.
Right. Okay, are you ready to go to the phones there, Mr. Ted?
Yeah, bring it on. Let's go.
All right, let's go. We're going to area code 954, which is Florida. You're on the phone with the fabulous Ted McGinley.
Hey, Ted, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
My wife put me up this, but I got a serious question.
I know how it goes, so, yeah.
Are you still a member of No Ma'am?
I am and forever will be. I have it branded in places that you're not allowed to see.
That was one of the greatest shows ever.
I seriously, in all seriousness, am going to see if I can't continue that some way. If
really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to
try. I'll help you.
Well.
I'll help you.
You know what? It has a huge following. I mean, it just
I've got it.
Ago. That's all guys.
Yeah, it has.
With No Ma'am. And that was a great group of guys, by the way. All those guys would do that show. I don't know if Ed would do it again, but I know the rest of those guys would for sure. And I don't know.
I was so disappointed on how they cut that show off. You know, it was fantastic at the time. Still,
yeah,
is.
We all felt cheated by the fact that we didn't get to have that last episode. The idea was they thought, well, we're not sure if you're done or not. We're just not sure. And so they didn't know whether they could actually write that last episode or not. And so they wrote sort of a half-assed one, and everyone said, Ed, to his credit, said, you know what? I'm not doing that. We're not doing
that's
that.
That's good.
And it was great. And at the time I thought, geez, it was the greatest thing ever because he was right. You know, it needed to have that, the one that put the final signature on that mm-hmm. show, and it really deserved it. And
I'm sure that was the funnest show you worked on in all those years.
Yeah, easy. You know what's funny? Every one of mine were great for different reasons. Like the Love Boat, I traveled all around the world first class. I mean, like the rest of us don't get to go. You know, like I could never go that way on my own. But with Aaron Spelling and Doug Kramer, I mean, those guys made it so nice. And you were so well taken care of. And it was just perfect. And I went to some of the most beautiful places in the world on them. And then Happy Days, we traveled with a baseball team. We had a softball team that traveled all over the United States doing fundraising deals. Then we played in Europe, and we were playing all the Army bases throughout Europe. And, you know, doing sort of USO work. And we had so much fun. I mean, that's when, even though I came on the show and Ron Howard was gone, he used to travel with us. Tom Hanks used to go with us. I mean, we had Tony Danza. We just had a great group of people. It was really fun. And then Married with Children, as far as the work goes, it's never been more fun than that. That was just as well, sick as it gets.
I'm glad. I'm looking for the website for No Ma'am, and then we'll put it back together.
You're the best. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You got it.
All right.
Thanks, Rob. Okay, for those who don't know in the chat room, tell everybody what No Ma'am is. They're asking you what No Ma'am is.
Oh, gosh. It's North American. Let's see.
I can't think what it is either.
Amazonian.
Monster.
Wait, North Amazonian.
Here we go here. National Organization of Men Against Amazonian Masterhood.
Yes. National Organization of Men Against Amazon. That's exactly right. Masterhood.
Oh, okay. They typed it in the chat room. That's so funny. Oh, my God.
And I still have. I have my original shirt. And I know there's guys that, you know, you can get them sort of pirated out there somewhere off the internet. But I still have. It's my one item that I truly covet. And I have it packed away and plastic, and it's the one thing that you know, I really cherish out of all the things that I have. I love that shirt, and I had Jefferson's shirt was cut off like at his waist, because they, you know, the rest of them had those big long shirts, and I had Jefferson's was cut off at his waist. It was just so bad. I loved it. Anyway.
Oh my gosh. Well, we have area code 818, which I believe is California. You're on the phone with Ted McGinley, California.
Oh, hey guys, it's Matt Borlenghi. How are you?
Oh,
Matt, how
you.
Are you, man? Matt's the best. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How's everyone over there? Fantastic to get you on the phone, Ted.
I can't believe it. What a small
Well, you know, when I saw that Joanne had sent a notice that you were going to be on, I thought, you know what? I'll take a wild stab in the dark and see if I can get on the phone here.
You talk about somebody who did a great performance on the John Larroquette show. Matt, remember that one?
Oh, yeah, I do. Thank you.
You were so good on that one. That was so
thank
good.
Thank you.
How
well,
are you?
I'm amazing. I have my little 3.5-year-old girl draped over my shoulders in my chair right now.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's so nice
well, you
to
know,
hear.
You know when I had the most fun... you guys were talking about Married with Children and all that, and the most fun that I might have ever had in my career was actually working with Ted when we did a pilot for a spinoff of Married with Children called Enemies, and Ted was like acting like he was like one of the boys down in the hood. It was just so much fun turning. Do you remember that, Ted?
Enemies.
Enemies. We did the spinoff. It was me and Nicole Eggert, and it was kind of like the anti-Friends. And you and what was Marcy's real name again?
Amanda Burris.
Amanda. You and
wait,
Amanda.
Did Amanda direct that one?
No. She. I don't think she directed it. You guys came on and like walked into like a diner scene. And we're like...
I do remember that.
You offended the guy behind the counter so much that he, like, poured your food and drinks into the bags and said, now get on out of here.
Yeah, I do remember that. My gosh. I forget. You know, it's sad. I have to
that
say
you've
it.
Done so many thousands of shows that you can't remember
no,
that.
Apparently, if you read the Internet, I've ruined more shows than any other human being. Apparently, that was another one I must have ruined before it went off the ground.
Oh, gosh. You need to
well,
stop.
Well, actually, we had the bad luck of a new regime change at Fox that year, And they, in all his wisdom, the guy picked a Pauly Shore pilot to go to series instead of us. So
but you have always been so great, and there is something sort of Sinatra-esque about you, I think.
Oh, well, I know it's not my voice.
Well, do you hear, Joanne, do you hear anything on the over the line that sort of reminds you remotely of that Sinatra?
Okay, Ted, this is where it's going to get creepy again for you, because Matt's already been on my show twice, three times. Three times. So, and I told him that I had such a crush on him on All My Children. So he could sound like whatever. It doesn't matter to me. He was Brian Bodine. Hello. That's all I care about. So, yeah, he's gorgeous. He's beautiful. He knows it.
When he wants a lift,
he says, let me call Joanne. Joanne will make me lift up my ego a little bit.
That's funny. And
so,
Ted, where are you living now?
I'm sorry?
Where are you living now?
I'm over by the beach.
Are you?
Yeah.
What's your address? I want to stalk you now.
Well, let me just give it out.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll do that.
151 El Camino Drive, Beverly Hills, California.
151 El Camino, isn't that Beverly Hills High School?
No, that's I think it's William Morris.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
I just remember that. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, where are you? So,
I'm up near Coldwater in Mulholland.
You're kidding.
No.
Well, that's my old stomping grounds right there. Right, in Franklin Canyon. Yeah, exactly.
I live right down the street from the Tree People Complex.
Well, I know that very, very well. I lived there for 11, 12 years.
Really?
Yeah.
You like it more down at the beach, huh?
Well, when we had kids, my wife wanted to be where the sidewalks are.
Yeah.
You
know? I hear you. One of these days, I'd like to get my kid down that way, you know, and a little better air and the sidewalks.
The sidewalks are great, but I like the privacy. See, that's the thing. When we moved from the mountains, or from Santa Monica Mountains anyway, from the Hollywood Hills to here, all of a sudden you get out of your car and there's, you know, all your neighbors there. Hi, Gene. Hi, Marie. You know everybody. And up there, you never saw, like, the idea was to never come out of your house when there was someone else out there.
Yeah.
Right? Because you live on the hillside.
I mean, you kind of recognize neighbors by their cars here.
Exactly right. I do remember, though, after we were up there for the big earthquake, and after the earthquake, everybody came out into the street, and then they turned their car lights on and they sat in the car. It was surreal.
That's funny.
It really was amazing. And so life is good. You have a three-year-old?
Yeah, three-and-a-half-year-old little girl. Her name's Garland, and she just she kills me. She's the best thing that could have ever happened to me. It's
good
wonderful.
For you.
And my wife's okay, too.
Yeah, you know, it's just a ride. The whole thing is a ride.
Yeah.
But I will say that, you know, everybody, the one advice everybody kept telling me was just, you know, it goes so fast, you got to take the time to enjoy it. And now that I have a 14-year-old and I have an 11-year-old.
Oh, my goodness.
And it does. It goes so fast. And my 14-year-old's getting ready to go away to high school and not go away, but, you know, once he drives, they say once they drive, they're gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and I am not ready for that.
No, I'm not letting go. I can imagine. That's a scary proposition.
It is a scary proposition, but, you did.
I recommend doing a custom-built roll cage in the car.
Are you handy like that? Can you do that kind of stuff?
I can work my way around a set of tools.
Can you really?
Oh,
on a
sure.
car?
A little bit more motorcycles than cars.
Yeah.
You know, because cars, there's really not a whole lot to do outside of, you know, suspension and stuff like that. I can fiddle with, but when you get into the internal combustion, I'm not going to get involved with that because, after all, I do have to drive it or ride it, you know?
Well, I bought an old 1953 Chevy pickup truck about, almost 20 or 30 years ago. And that was one of the first things I bought. And I thought, you know, I'm going to get in there and fix this thing up. I'm going to take it apart. And then I bought it, and I'll never forget that. I walked out to the garage with my tools, started to get it. I took it up. You know, I started to take it apart. And I thought, what am I doing? I don't even know. I have no idea what I'm doing. I mean, what am I taking it apart for? I don't even know. I knew nothing. And I thought somehow by osmosis, by owning this truck, all of a sudden I'm ready to go.
Yeah, all of a sudden, you know, you just spin the bill around on your baseball cap and, you know, the sleeves automatically fall off your T-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. It just,
yeah,
the
plumber's crack shoots out of your jeans and all of a sudden you know what you're doing.
Yeah, well, that's the crack is easy, but the rest of it's a little rough.
Right.
God, you're painting a great picture for the women in this chat room. Holy cow.
Now, do you have some women in the chat room or no?
I have plenty of women in the chat room. Are you kidding me?
And now that Matt's in here, they're going nuts, right?
Whatever.
They were going nuts on you. They're very excited when Matt calls in. You know, Matt is a staple of Stardish. Am I right, Matt?
I don't want to take any more time or focus off what's going on over there. I just, you know, I wanted to call in, and you know, or not focus. I don't want to distract people because Ted has a much more illustrious and entertaining and interesting story than I do.
No, don't say that. You know that's not true at all.
Oh,
in fact,
please.
Yours is far more interesting than mine. Mine's just longer at this point because I'm older. That's all.
Well, Matt, while I have you on the phone, where is my Jack Rio movie?
You know, that's funny. I saw your email just before I called in, and I mentioned that I actually have a copy sitting here on my desk now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a naked copy. I'm just going to send you a DVD in a clamshell case,
mm-hmm.
and without any, you know, bells or whistles,
mm-hmm.
and you can just watch it and let me know what you think.
I certainly will, darling. Thank you.
And
you know what?
I stuck it on my desk.
We'll do a Katie McLean here. And Ted, if you don't mind, I will forward Matt's information to Cynthia, and she can forward it to you.
Very nice. And you can always go to tedmcginley.com, and I'll try to respond to you from there, too, if you want. You
know? Oh, yeah?
Okay, very good.
Anything's good.
So I'll just do that.
Cool.
Great.
Okay.
Matt, great talking to you.
I'm real tickled that I was able to get you on the phone before you signed off. So, Ted, it's you know, it's fun to talk to you. And, Joanne, it's always fun to talk to you.
Oh, and you too, darling.
Matt, great talking to you, and I do appreciate you calling in.
I will
like
reach out. I'll go ahead and contact you through everyone listening and looking along in the chat room. Again, it's tedmcginley.com.
Yeah. Very good. Oh, it's new. I'm just getting it going, so I'm
nice
new
site.
To all this. I'm still in the dark ages.
Sweet.
It's a really nice site, though.
Well, it's
good.
Coming. It's coming. I'm going to put some other – I have to get more stuff up there. I want to get some of the shows and clips and whatnot. But
yeah, that would be cool. Joanne, please forward, you know, my info.
I will, sweetie. I will.
And maybe
I'm
I'll
on your watch. Website right now, Matt.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So you do that. You have your email address up there. I'll send it over. Don't worry. You will get to each other. Don't you understand? That's what Stardust does. I connect everybody. I am the conduit.
Well, now I know. Where have I been?
I don't know, but gosh, spread the word.
But, you know, I'm just getting a website. So it's actually taken me years and years to get my own name. I haven't been able to get my name. Somebody's owned me forever.
You had to buy it from somebody?
No, I didn't. I waited forever to get it.
Until their ownership expired, and then you jumped right in there.
Yes, but I had to wait
for,
I think, three different people.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to check out and
all
go
right,
put my girl's pajamas on. So
right on.
Love to all, and great to talk to you.
God bless.
God bless.
Night.
Bye.
Bye, Matt.
Bye.
He's such a doll. My goodness.
He's a great guy. It's so nice.
He is.
You know, I'll never forget the first time I remember that. I remember working with him thinking he kind of has it. You just meet these guys right away and you say, oh, that one, he has it. He could do comedy, he could do drama. He's just a great guy.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed him. And you root for guys. I do anyway. I root for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt that he was very underused in a lot of stuff, and I think that he could do so much better than what he's been given. And I always hope for the best for him. I searched him out when I got the show up and running because he's always been a favorite. And I just, you know, Brandon, he's a favorite of Brandon's too, and he's a fan favorite. He always has been. So
yeah.
It's nice to get him on there. And, he, you know, he's actually called in for a couple different guests. So that was really cool that he did that. I'm glad. I'm glad
yeah,
he made that connection
nice.
With you.
That's very nice.
Very
it's so
good.
Fun to... It's just great to run into people that you, you know, that you appreciate, and they're still around. Because after a while, you know, it just sort of everybody disappears.
Right, right. Oh well, I still have fans. They didn't disappear. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Area code 410. You're on the phone with Ted McGinley.
Hi, my name is Lisa, and I just wanted to tell you that I really loved you in Married with Children.
Oh, Lisa, you're very sweet. That's
Thank
nice
you.
Of you to say that.
I but, watch it every night in reruns, and I watched it when it was live, but it's the only show that can ever make me laugh hysterically.
Oh, well, that's so nice. You know, they, all of those people on that show, it's so funny because it's one of those shows where, because there's so much sort of venom in what people say, and you don't necessarily know if the people really like each other, but that was one of those shows where the people really liked each other and they really got along well, and I think it shows in the work because they were just, we just had so much fun, you know. And it was a show that I wish we were still doing today. I really wish we were still doing that one. Every
yeah.
so often you do when you think, well, it's time. That's
do you
nice
still keep
like.
In contact with the cast?
Yes, when I was on Dancing with the Stars, Christina came one day, and Katie Segal has a holiday party usually that we go to, and I talked to David when I was filming this last Hallmark movie, and so I see Ed every so often. I see Ed, and we always say, "Oh, let's get together," and then we never do. And I haven't. Amanda, my wife on the show, used to live around the corner from me. I haven't seen her for quite a while, but she moved away to Georgia, and I haven't seen her for a while. But
And
we were all very, you know, it was a pretty close group. And one of the co-creators of the show died this last year, Ron Levitt, who was one of the great, great, great funny people of our time. And a real loss to this business because he was so funny and so sick and just such an awesome guy. And he and his partner, Michael Moye, were the creators of the show. And because of them, I got the gig, so... I owe them a large debt. Don't
I just think it was
that.
The best show on television. I really wish that it never had been canceled, and I wish that they'd bring it back.
Well, you know what?
Or
I'm
do
with
a
you.
Reunion.
I'm with you. I wish they'd bring it back too. It would be fun. You know, sometimes you just figure, like when the show's over. Like for example, I was on Dynasty for a little while, and when that show was over, it was like, all right, that show should just be over. And this is a show that could continue on, and, you know, as these characters get older and change, it'd be fun to see what they're dealing with. It would
mm-hmm.
be. But I don't
yeah.
think people would continue to do it.
I wish they have a reunion or something.
Me too. I'm with you. That'd be fun. I'm in
yeah.
if we do it.
Okay.
I'm definitely in. Lisa, thank you so much for that.
Thank
I appreciate
you so much.
All right. Take care. Have a great night.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Samantha in the chat room wants to know how old your boys are and what have you let them watch of yours?
That's a good question. They've seen very little, to be honest with you. They could watch Hope and Faith if they were interested. and that's really about it. They haven't seen much.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I tried to, my wife and I both tried to make it like we were just going to work
mm-hmm.
and that we weren't actually... you know, that we didn't do anything different than anybody else's dad or mom does.
Right.
And so it wasn't that big a deal at our house. They've never seen Married with Children. And just because it wasn't appropriate earlier, and now I think they, you know, they don't want to watch us. they
mm-hmm.
have seen, they might have seen, you know, that little piece I did on Pearl Harbor, but that's it. We haven't really... We never sit down and watch ourselves, and we don't really do that stuff. So,
well, the 14-year-old,
but we don't have anything against it. My 14-year-old could watch Married Now if he wanted to.
Yeah,
he watches The Simpsons, and I believe it's the same show. To be honest with you,
yeah,
It's just that they
also, Revenge of the Nerds, he could probably watch in another year.
No way, not the original one. We got full frontal
years.
In that thing.
In that one?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, those were the days.
Oh, wow. See, I don't even remember that. But
I know, but it's funny because it goes to show you, though, that the story and what that movie was about was actually bigger than all of that stuff. That was really not that big a deal, even though it was kind of a big deal. But the truth is, you know, it was about the underdog who rises against and overcomes, and we can all relate to that.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
That movie just keeps finding the audience constantly.
Oh, yeah, it's like a cult thing now. I mean, it's like one after the other, and people watch it all the time. It was actually some reruns were on reruns. It was being aired, I believe it was on HBO, within the last couple of weeks. It was on HBO.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it reruns all the time. I mean, I think there are like four. I can't remember if we did four or five of them, but they do rerun often, and they hold up. I mean, the original one holds up. And the cast was, you know, it was an amazing cast.
Yeah.
They were perfect for that part, all of them.
Did they
John
see
Goodman.
The note?
Hmm?
Did they see the note?
The kids?
Yeah.
I don't know if they watched it. You know, we don't even, it's like, it's just such not a part of our life. It's so funny that, you know, doing the work is, because it, you know, if I have to go away or my wife has to go away, they realize that something's going on. But we never say, hey, our show's on tonight. Why don't we all watch
it? Let's watch it. Right,
yeah.
Right.
And I don't know. It's funny because their friends will say, hey, I saw your dad on whatever. I saw your mom. And we try to just, if they're interested, fine. If they're not, and generally they're not because, you know, to us.
You every day,
I mean, to them, we're still, hurry up, put your phone down, do your work. You know, they're not interested in watching us on television.
Right. No,
this one's
going
to be weird because I actually have to make out with Jeannie Francis, which is weird.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You know, which is a whole other weird deal. So, you know, don't necessarily want to freak your kids out either.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, we have two more callers we can get to, if that's okay with you, dear.
Yeah, sure.
Area code 718, New York. You're on the phone with Ted McGinley.
Hi, Ted. I'm so excited to talk to you. I've been watching you since Happy Days and The Love Boat, and I absolutely loved you in The Note. You were fantastic, and you and Jeannie just had amazing chemistry in that movie.
Thank you very much. I really felt like, you know, we both sort of felt that we had good chemistry with each other. It's funny, you just never know, and I couldn't tell when we were sort of just reading through lines. We got there a couple days early and just sort of reading through lines, and I wasn't quite sure. And then when we started doing it, it just felt like there was a connection. And I will say that we, you know, we feel like we both trust each other a great deal, so that's nice when we're working. She's amazing. She's like a, you know, she's such a pro. It's just scary how good she is. But thank you so much for watching it. I appreciate it. I hope you like this one. This story is a little more convoluted. You know, it's a little more convoluted. It's going to be on Saturday night, the 31st, and it's more convoluted. It's a little more complicated, but its message is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really excited to see it.
I hope that you get a chance. It's about love. You know, it's sort of around Valentine's Day. They sort of do their shows around the holidays so they can sell cards and stuff. And this one is about this one's about love, and it's about, you know, that love comes at you at different times in your life. It just comes at you, and it's not necessarily the right timing. It's not necessarily anything. But when it comes, you have to have the courage to grab a hold of it, and you can actually change the timing in your life sometimes. And that's sort of what this piece is about. And Jeannie, if you like Jeannie Francis, you'll love.
Mm-hmm.
She looks so good in this movie, you won't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she's beautiful. She looks gorgeous.
Yeah, she's just amazing.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you, were you familiar with her work from General Hospital before you worked with her? Did you know Luke and Laura?
Well, I told her when I was in college, Luke and Laura, you know, they were going through all their stuff. And I used to go down in my fraternity house. There was a group of guys that used to like to watch, you know, they'd stay home from class and watch that show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so I used to go down there and give them a hard time. I said, well, you cannot be watching a soap opera. I mean, you just can't be. You know, a bunch of guys and, you know, athletes watching this. And then next thing you know, while I'm making fun of them, I would start, now who's that? And pretty soon I was into it. And so I said, I used to watch you when I was in college. it was very funny. So I was aware of that part of it, yeah. But she has a pretty good story. She has an interesting life.
Yeah.
And she could sit down and learn 1,000 pages in a day.
Yeah, I'm sure from her training.
Yeah,
yeah.
She's still just a factory. Just okay, turn the switch. Here come the tears.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Just like that.
She's the best crier in daytime, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, she's the best crier in Hallmark.
Yeah, yeah.
but thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
And I'm flying into New York tomorrow. I hear we're having a storm there.
Yes, there's supposed to be a snowstorm. I don't know if it started yet, but good luck.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. That's it. You're flying in.
Yeah.
We're supposed to get almost 6 to 8 inches up, well, at least up this way.
Oy.
And it's
well, I think
snowing
the city's
right
like
now.
2 to 4.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Yeah. I think the city's supposed to be 2 to 4 inches. So.
Yeah. You know, no one loves the city in the snow more than I do. I think that's the greatest thing in the whole world. But, like I said, I'm bringing my son in who's not feeling all that good. It's going to be a rough trip for a couple of days. And then we'll fix it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
God bless. I appreciate it so much.
Thanks.
Well, that's so sweet. Tell me about Privileged.
Well, Privileged. Now, why do you bring that up? That's interesting.
Well, because I see that it's something that you've done, and I'm wanting to promote anything that you do.
Well, it's funny because Privileged hasn't – I mean, not that I know that – I don't think it's completed yet.
Oh, it's in post-production when I saw it, so that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, and I haven't seen it go past that.
Okay.
And it was one of those projects that, you know, some guy, a young filmmaker, was trying to make. He had a very good cast. And the reason I ask you, because I wondered if you knew something I didn't know, I'm curious to know where it is and what, you know,
what's going on with it.
Release it. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I played, Tracy Lord played my wife.
Ooh.
Yeah, but we just hated each other.
Oh, okay.
You know, but it was actually really interesting, and I'm anxious to see it. I hope they get it out. Same with the Eavesdrop.
Okay.
You know, those are sort of young independent filmmakers who are trying to get these things distributed. And
well, that's in Matt's situation, the movie that I asked him for, Jack Rio, that was done by independent filmmaker Gregory J. Martin. And when I had him on the show, it was to kind of promote that, and I had the director on, and he told me, gosh, this is maybe like 3 months ago, that he was sending me a copy so I could see it, and I never got it, so that's why I asked him about it. But, yeah, they're having a hard time getting a distributor.
All these independent things, it's tough, and, you know, when the economy turns, it's even tougher, but I do think that you'll see that these are more and more of the movies that are going to be getting – I love doing them because I get to play parts I never get to play.
Right.
So, you know, I think they're a lot of fun as long as these guys really know it. You know, as long as it's not just some guy with a camera in his hand doesn't have a clue.
Mm-hmm.
But if these are guys that are real sort of young artists on their way up, they're fun to do. I really enjoy it.
Right, right.
But you just never know. So the work has to be fun. In other words, you know, don't do it. I mean, it has to be challenging, interesting. Because you never know if you're going to see the product. But it is good to try to get a good scene out of there and then just move on.
Mhm. Okay. Well, we have this last caller here, Jenna from Illinois.
Hi, Jenna.
Hi, Ted. I do agree with you what you said before. Notes should be a series, or at least pitched as a mini series.
Yes.
It is very written and is wonderful. I also wanted to know what were your feelings about Aaron Spelling's passing?
Well, I was saddened because Aaron was a classy, classy, classy guy. And, you know, there aren't that many guys like him anymore. There are a few that sort of these guys come along, and they came along at a time when they could actually own their shows. So the network produced them, and then they were sort of giving them the licensing fee to make these shows. And then the producers, guys like Aaron Sorkin and Gary Marshall and these guys, they actually owned their shows. And so, you know, they made millions of dollars, and but they were also, like, Aaron really knew what people liked and what people would respond to, and he had a really good sense of that. I mean, for an older guy who wasn't a young kid, he still knew what people would respond to.
Yes, he did, because I followed him from the original 90210 to Charmed. And then all the way back to Love Boat. I've seen it on reruns. I'm not old enough to have seen it when it was on.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny. When he was, you know, he was an old guy when he was doing those shows, like Charmed.
Yeah,
and yet he knew. He just instinctively knew.
I watched that religiously for all 8 years.
Yeah, that was a good cast, wasn't it?
It was. I fell in love with those girls.
I know. They were great. They really were great. And I would say that's his gift, like it was Gary Marshall's gift. That kind of people who can, they can select people like me who were, like, I was real rough edge, didn't really know what I was doing, but they were able to sort of pick my type and then work with me and allow me to learn sort of on the set. And, you know, thank God that that's how it worked out for me.
Also, I wanted to know,
That's it. And I just thought that he was a good guy. And actually, I thought that he and his wife were a good couple, and Tori seemed, believe it or not, to be pretty darn normal for all that she was growing up around.
I also liked her on 90210. But my other question is, what was it like cruising with Tony Danza?
Phenomenal.
And also, Who's the Boss rerun girl.
Well, I love Tony. I consider Tony
I also love Taxi.
Yeah, he was amazing in Taxi. And that was, again, the Taxi was Tony. Tony didn't really have any acting background, but he was just this larger-than-life character.
Mm-hmm.
And
that he also taps. He does tap dancing.
He loves to tap dance. You're right. And I did his show in New York a few times, his talk show. And, you know, Tony I consider Tony a good friend. He's a great guy, and he's a very solid human being. I mean, he's just a classy guy. And I love Tony. Tony used to play on the softball team that I played on, that we toured all over.
That's cool.
I got to know Tony that way, and then I would see him on the lot. In the old days, there was Michael J. Fox, and he was doing his show, and Tony was doing Taxi, and Jonathan Winters and Robin Williams were doing Mork and Mindy, and we had Fonzie, you know, and it
I
was like you go to lunch at the commissary, and everybody was in there. It was just so much fun. It was really fun.
That must have been amazing, especially now when you think about it, when you think about everything that you've all accomplished, you know. Could you imagine just having all of you back in that same commissary now?
No, I'd give anything to do
that
it again.
That would be amazing. That would be, like, the greatest reunion of all time, knowing
others. Yeah.
Yes, and I would invite you to lunch with me if we were still doing that. And then you can come and just
stare.
That would
be amazing of you, considering I get around and I'm only almost 18.
She's only 17 years old, Ted.
Well, no, I would invite you with your parents.
Yeah, no. I'll be 18 in about 9 days, so
yeah.
I could. Pass for it,
no, your parents can come. They would have fun. They'd enjoy it.
Yeah,
they could hang.
It is because I actually make my dad watch reruns of Who's the Boss with me. Because I want him.
See, that's a good dad, though.
Incredibly amazing, though.
Yeah, you like Alyssa Milano then, I'm sure. That's
that's
why you watch
Who's
the Boss.
Who's the Boss, and then Charmed, and then she did a thing on My Name is Earl, and she's supposed to be getting, I think, her own show. Forgot the name of it, but, like, Single with Parents, but I haven't seen anything commercials for it yet.
She's a huge baseball fan, too, which we like in my family. We like her because she likes baseball.
She has her clothing line.
Yeah, right.
That she has for women and stuff like that. I also admire her for her work in Africa and the places that she's gone.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing.
She uses her celebrity to her advantage, and I admire that.
What do you do? What do you like to do? Are you studying right now?
I am an aspiring actress.
You are?
It's
are you studying? Are you in school right now?
Yes, I'm going to be hopefully having some college classes start in the fall.
Good for you.
So,
but don't ever stop, you know, you don't want everyone to stop school.
Yeah, I know. That's
because,
why I want to have something to fall back on just in case.
Yeah, but that's not just words that your parents are telling you. I'm telling you that that's the truth. That's what you need. You have to have that because it makes you more interesting as an actor in addition.
It does. Because you have to want, the drive to want to learn is also there when you're learning material. So.
Yeah. It's just all
very smart girl, Jenna.
Good for you, Jenna. All right. Work hard.
Thanks, honey.
And, hey, if you make it, Jenna, and you start doing your own movies, call me.
I will.
And then I'll come work with you.
I'd work with you.
Don't forget us little people, please.
I won't.
Good night, Jenna.
Bye.
Good night.
See, I mentioned her age, Ted, because I wanted you to see the wide variety of fans that you have. She's 17 years old, and she knows just about everything about you.
Yeah, that's kind of that's sweet. It's very sweet. Because I always feel like the one thing about the Dancing with the Stars thing is I thought that one of the things that I found frustrating is that people, because I don't let cameras in my house, or I've never done any PR or anything here in my home. Because once I'm in my home, that's my home. Doesn't belong to anybody but me.
Right.
But, and I've never been a PR guy. It's not my thing. I've sort of never done this kind of stuff throughout all the years. However, I was curious to let people see, because I've worked forever, but people don't, they think they know who I am, but they have no idea who I am.
Right.
So I thought maybe I would get a chance to show a little bit of it, but it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
What I showed really was my two left feet.
Well, that's what's so perfect about shows like this, because it does give you the give the fans a different insight of you, and they get to talk to you. And, you know, it's not like they could just go and say, let me call Ted McGinley and see what he's up to. You know, it's a different outlet. Brandon, you wanted to get something in before we have to go?
Yeah, you know, you were talking earlier about Married with Children, and, you know, were you guys in the cast as just stunned at the kind of indifference that was shown to you when you were let go? I mean,
well, I think if you've been around television and really the business for a long period of time, I certainly wasn't stunned. I've heard stories for years and years about how they let shows go that have you know, made millions of dollars for networks and put them on the map, and I wasn't the least bit shocked, to be honest with you. There were a lot of people who couldn't believe it, but I don't know. I guess I'd just been through it so many times. I'd been through, you know, I remember when Happy Days went off the air and they kept talking about, you know, they never really tell you what's going on because they don't really know. There's nothing, you know, lascivious about it. I think they just don't really know what it's going to be. And same with The Love Boat and same with all those other shows that I was on. As they slowly start to wind down, you know, they don't want to say that's the end because then product people, the people who are, you know, the actors and the people who are trying to come to work don't give it their best, or they're sad or whatever it is. They start putting their energies in somewhere else. So they just want you to keep going, and I'm not sure they really know what it is. But we all felt slighted that we didn't get the chance to go back and just make that insane final episode, which would have been just sick. You know,
and
would have been really sick.
As important as that show was that show was Fox in the early days.
Yeah.
And, you know, you would think that they would have had the respect to give it at least one last, you know, one final bang.
But what happens is, along the way, the guys who basically were there when the show began and network sort of get moved off. And they either, you know, move on up or they move out or they, you know, it goes up and down, whatever happens, they sort of move along and somebody else comes in. And they don't have the same sensibility towards the show. All they know is that, wow, this costs a lot of money. How much is he making? How much is Ed O'Neill making? You know, it's like, wow, are you kidding?
Yeah.
But the thing I love most about that show is the two guys that created the show made a deal with the network that said, look, we'll do this show, because it was for Fox, and they didn't have any, you know, they needed people desperately, and they said, okay, we'll do the show, but you can't give us any notes. So whatever we do is what we're going to do. You can give us censor notes, but you can't give us story notes, or we're going to do what we want to do. And that's why that show was as pure as it was. And you would never in a billion years get that through today.
Not in the least. Well, I have some people in the chat room who want to know if you have a Facebook page, which I don't think you do.
No, I don't. I don't. I just sort
you
of.
You should.
I don't even know what it is. No, I haven't. You know, on my CrackBerry it says something about Facebook, but I've never done it.
I use it for mine too. It's cool, but you do it on the computer. It's a good way to connect with fans too. You should look into it.
I know
it.
People
yeah,
have told me
is.
That in the past. I should look into it. My wife has one, but I've just stayed away from it. I figure hopefully I'll get to people through my website. And,
yes, definitely. And I put a link up for your website. And also, before everybody goes anywhere, I just want to mention that I was serious when I said about this becoming a series and only having Ted and Jeannie as the characters. Hallmark Channel actually has message boards dedicated to the note, and the powers that be read those message boards. So I am urging everyone, and I will post this later on the website and in Facebook, for you guys to go sign up on HallmarkChannel.com and register on those message boards and let them know how you feel about the Ted and Jeannie as Peyton and King as a series for Hallmark. So go do
that.
Very
sweet.
Very, very, very make sure you do that, okay? And make sure everyone tunes in to Regis and Kelly on Friday because Ted will be there with the lovely Kelly Ripa. Oh, my God, tell her I said hi.
I promise.
And,
I won't say on air, I don't think. I think I'll say it right before I walk out.
Oh, okay. As long as she waves to me, then I'll know because I'll be watching. I'm only teasing. I'm just kidding, honey. Also, don't forget to watch The Note 2. Saturday night, the 31st at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Check your local listings for Hallmark Channel. And make sure you watch it and go purchase the DVD for The Note 1. And I was really saddened to see in Canada you filmed it there, but they don't get the Hallmark Channel. Could you
is
imagine
that, right?
that?
That is
She's
amazing.
Telling me you guys do not get the in Canada they don't get the Hallmark Channel. So she's gonna definitely get somebody to record it for her so she could see it. But anybody else, go to Walmart, pick up the Note 1, and then the Note 2 will be circulating, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
So you'll definitely have an opportunity to see that.
And if a guy's got a girlfriend, you know, wants to have a nice evening, it's a nice evening for a guy and a girl to watch it and, you know,
Valentine's Day, yeah.
Yeah. It's very sweet in that way. It's sort of a loving piece.
Definitely. Well, darling, I have to
say,
it's been a treat having you, and I'm so glad we had the opportunity to do this.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it very, very much.
Oh, my goodness. Can I ask you one favor before you go?
Yeah.
Would you do a promo for me? Hi, this is Ted McGinley on Stardust Radio.
Sure.
Go ahead. We're recording, so just say it how you wanna.
Okay. Here we go. Hi, this is Ted McGinley, and I'm on Star Dish Radio.
Wonderful. Ted, have a safe flight tomorrow with the family, and I'll be watching you on Friday. Everybody, make sure you watch Ted McGinley in The Note on Saturday, Hallmark Channel. Everybody, have a great night, and I will see you all next week.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, this is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Star Dish Radio.
Hi, this is Barbara Allen Woods from One Tree Hill, and you're listening to Stardust Radio.
This is Jill Larson on Stardust Radio. Tune in and stay tuned. You never know who will drop by.
Hi, this is Michael Knight, Ted Martin from All My Children. If you're listening to Stardust, you're in the right place at the right time.
Hi, this is Katie McLean, and I'm on Stardust Radio.
Hey, I'm Eden Regal on Stardust. Thank you so much for listening.